What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy. Welcome to CNN 10, your 10 minutes of news where we simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. And it's hashtag Your Word Wednesday. That means one of you helped us write today's show. So listen up for your submission. Today we start in Earth's lower orbit, where two astronauts have been stuck in space since last June. But now NASA's Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore have a better idea of when they'll be coming home. They were supposed to be up there for just 8 to 10 days aboard the International Space Station after launching on Boeing Starliner's first crewed test flight. Now that test flight was part of NASA's commercial crew program, partnering with private space companies Boeing and SpaceX. After Williams and Wilmore arrived at the orbiting outpost about 9 months ago, staff found a helium leak and thruster problems on the Starliner vehicle. NASA and Boeing spent weeks attempting to pinpoint the cause of the propulsion issues and gas leaks without success. Officials deemed the Starliner too risky for the astronauts' return flight, so they sent the vehicle back to Earth without the astronauts. The pair then joined the official space station crew and became part of its staff rotation. Williams and Wilmore are now expected to return home in about a month. NASA's SpaceX Crew 10 mission is scheduled to launch from Earth on March 12th. Then, after a planned week-long handover period, the craft will travel back to Earth with the two astronauts on board. Our Anderson Cooper got to speak with the two astronauts about their time in space and what gravity might feel like when they're back home.
Commander Williams, Captain Wilmore, thanks so much for joining us. You've been up there since last June. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty darn good, actually. You know, we've got food, we've got clothes, we have great crew members up here. You know, of course, it was a little bit longer stay than we had expected, but, you know, both of us have trained to live and work on the International Space Station, and I think we've made the most of it.
Commander Williams, what does it feel like to be floating around all that time? I mean, I was going to ask the captain, but his hair is pretty short. Your hair is up all the time. Does it feel weird?
You know, it's a lot of fun. I like my crazy hair up here. It sort of gets a little Einstein look. So it's pretty cool. Both of us have lived here before, and it is just amazing how when you come across the hatch after you've been here, it's like, oh my gosh, I remember what this is all like. I remember feeling what it's like floating, and I think both of us adapted really quickly. And I think I'm hoping the same will be true when we come back home.
Yeah, how much time does it take to adapt when you land again?
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit hard as usual. I've been up twice before for a long duration missions, and it's almost a day for a day that you get that like fast twitch muscle action back again. But I think both of us will be a little bit sad when that feeling of space sort of leaves us after about 24 hours and we're not a little bit like motion sickness from coming back home. That'll actually be a little bit sad when that goes away, just because that means that really physically the spaceflight came to an end.
And yeah, you don't know it right now, Anderson, but gravity is really, really tough. That's what we'll feel when we first get back. Gravity's tough.
Tough in what sense? Just on your body?
Yeah, everything. I mean, we have no gravity. Well, we don't feel the effects of gravity here. We're floating, as Sonny has been saying. But when you get back, gravity starts pulling everything to your lower extremities, the fluid that is shifting. You know, I got a little puffy face. It's always that way when I'm in space. All that fluid is going to be pulled to my lower extremities, and it's really going to be different. Even to lift a pencil, you don't even feel a pencil when you lift it. When we get back, even to lift a pencil, we will feel the weight.
Wow.
That's the transition back. We all experience it when we come back to Earth.
And what's the latest information you have from NASA about your return? Is it still your understanding you'll be brought home on a SpaceX spacecraft?
That's affirmative, yes. Right now, the plan is that Crew 10 will launch on the 12th of March. They'll come here, rendezvous, and dock. We'll do a turnover for about a week, and we will return on or about the 19th of March.
And why can't you leave sooner? I mean, what will happen between now and March 12th when you're expected to depart?
We bring crews to and from space station. We have a cycle of period of time where those things take place, and to alter that cycle sends ripple effects all the way down the chain. We would never expect to come back just special for us or anyone unless it was a medical issue or something really, really out of the circumstances along those lines. So we need to come back and keep the normal cycle going.
Pop quiz, hotshot. What unit of measurement for electrical power measures the rate of energy usage? Amps, volts, watts, or joule? What's that you say? Way to go if you said watts. The rate at which energy is used or transferred. Watts are calculated by multiplying volts and amps, and 1 watt is the amount of power that produces 1 joule of energy per second. Do you have static electricity problems? Clingy clothes, you go to touch something while contemporaneously knowing you're going to get zapped, you pet your cat or your dog, you zap them, you feel bad, or your hair keeps standing up. Well, now we might have a way to keep all of our static electricity problems at bay. Our Meg Terrell took a deep dive to find out exactly what static electricity is, and something like tinfoil might be our secret weapon against it.
Does your hair ever get super staticky? Did you know that it's actually your hairs trying to get away from each other?
The two pieces of hair, if they're both negatively charged, they repel each other. So it pushes them apart. So if you have a lot of static electricity, your hair will literally stand on end.
Dr. Lawrence Marks, who studies static electricity, tells us that when something's negatively charged, that means it has more electrons, which are subatomic particles found in atoms, which make up everything.
Sometimes those electrons can get transferred from one material to another material when you rub, or it may be that an atom loses an electron and that atom gets transferred to the other material.
And that's what causes us to feel shocks after doing things like petting a cat. And it gets worse in the winter, Mark says, because the air is so dry.
There's a lot of data which says that if you have water, it short circuits the static electricity.
There are other things that can do that too. Maybe you've seen videos like this one on TikTok where people use tinfoil to get rid of staticky hair.
And that is because the aluminum foil will conduct away the electricity. Water can also conduct away the electricity.
And Mark says, on a much larger scale, static electricity is what causes lightning. So just remember, the next time you pet Fluffy and feel that spark,
you've actually had a little lightning shock between your hand and the cat.
And that's Everyday Science.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is a meowing miracle cat. Just before a family's cross-country move from Washington State all the way to Colorado, their beloved cat, Sunny Lou, went missing. Family and friends kept searching for Sunny Lou after they left, but when the family's packed up furniture and belongings reached its destination 3 weeks later, they heard a faint meow. They were shocked. It was coming from their pull-out sofa. There she was, Sunny Lou, weak, emaciated, but surviving in a small hole in the sofa's armrest. No food, no water. Vets jumped to the rescue and brought her back to full health. And now she's feline fine, living her best 9 lives. We had a panoply of delightful words for Your Word Wednesday, so tough to choose just one. Congrats today to Miss Teresa and all our lovely people at La Amistad Learning Center for submitting contemporaneously, an adverb meaning existing, occurring, or originating during the same time. Thank you for leveling up our vocab today. We also have a special shout out going to the Cougars of Clegg Middle School in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thank you to everyone who's been subscribing and commenting on our CNN10 YouTube channel for your shout out requests. We are just 29,000 subscribers away from reaching 1 million. You are awesome. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.